guess the last show before Christmas, so they blew out the Christmas stuff. And Andy Samberg, who's done some really good digital shorts, which have become legendary on the web, did them with JT. And what's that?
That's the whole reason he got hired, him and his two writing partners.
For his digital shorts?
Yeah, they had a a website that they just did movies, you know, short films on. And they're actually really funny. I think it's called Channel 101. Had a lot of it on there.
This one is basically about presenting your unit in a box to your girlfriend
doing
for
it.
Christmas. Well, I don't know how much of it you have to see to appreciate. So, I mean, just imagine a package around your package with bow and arrow or bow and ribbons and all that. Anyway, here we go. Again, a killer SNL.
Hey, girl, I got something real important to give you. So just sit down and listen.
Girl, you know we've been together such a long, long time.
Such a long time.
Now I'm ready to lay it on the line.
And JT and Samberg have horrible beards.
And my heart is open wide. Gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind.
A gift real special, so do all the time.
Take a look inside, it's my in a box. That's gonna get you a diamond ring. That sort of gift don't mean anything. Not gonna get you a fancy car. Girl, you gotta know you're my shining star. Gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you needs something real. Wanna get you something from the heart.
Something special, girl.
It's my in a box.
To impress, it's easy to do, just follow these steps. One,
cut a hole in a box.
Two,
put your junk in that box.
Make
it open the box, and that's the way you do it. Put in a box.
And it ends with him dancing with the box in front of their crotch.
Yeah, think of Howie from the Backstreet Boys with the beard if you didn't catch this.
Christmas.
Oh, yeah, was it A.J. McLean who had that stupid beard? Well, he had the real thin one. So they're getting arrested.
Get in the back of a police car with a gift-wrapped box in front of their schlong.
And then from there they went into... Did they go right into the Barry Gibb talk show from there? Yeah.
This in the leather shop, we had the two greatest bits ever done. Well, that kind of thing. Just started.
From the New York Times, columnist Thomas Friedman.
Casting politics,
former Supreme Court justice,
and the echoes of the day.
God, did they execute this right on?
Yeah, they did.
Former President Jimmy Carter.
God, they just nailed it.
And as always,
I'm still gonna talk to you.
Very brother Robin.
I don't care what you say.
The greatest is when he talks.
Talking about
politics.
They just took their seat. Oh, this is great.
Good evening, ladies and
that's Jimmy Fallon right there.
We've got a great show for you tonight. Let's get right to it. It's my show, and it's a no-nonsense show. I'm not going to take any crap from nobody. Issue number one.
Justin Timberlake, just keep this.
Listen to the Iraq Study Group's recommendations.
No expression face.
Do you have any thoughts on this, Robin?
No matter what happens. It just stares.
No, I don't.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't.
Sandra Day O'Connor, as a member of the Iraq Study Group, do you think the president will act on your recommendation?
First of all, Barry, I just want to say that it's great to see you're getting into politics. One could say your Sandra career Day. Is really staying alive.
Wrong thing to say.
Hey, Robin.
What did you just say to me? You do not try to joke me down on my own show. I'm Barry F. and Gibb.
Stands up, has a big kick.
Pulling my Australian pot all day. I have a show. I will murder you on national television. You are, sorry, a sorry excuse for a human being. You're a piece of human garbage. Human garbage. Yeah. Thomas Friedman, you spent over a decade in the Middle East, and I just wanted to say that I'm a great fan of your work.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't
that.
Interrupt me, please. Thank you. Just say, do you know who I am? I'm Barry and Gibb!
Jumps up, another kick.
I will rip off your hands and wear them like boxing gloves and beat you to death. And then when I'm done, I will humiliate your corpse! Robin, do you have anything to add?
No. No, I don't.
Robin, look at me. I'm your brother, Robin. Look at me. I'm your brother,
Justin's almost starting to laugh a little bit.
President Carter, James Carter, Peanut Palmer, President Carter. President Carter, you could give President Bush one piece of advice. Yeah. The situation in Iraq, what would it be?
Well, Barry, Robin.
Oh, is this guy good?
What President Bush needs to understand is that one nation cannot impose democracy onto another, especially when that nation is as divided as Iraq is. He needs to get the Sunnis, the Shiites,
perfect.
And the Kurds together
Carter.
And have an honest dialogue about how to move forward.
Okay.
When I was president, I brought Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin together in the Camp David Accord.
Good Lord! Every time I turn on TV, you're going on about Camp David Accord. It's been 30 years. Give it a rest! I'll move down. I'll shove a bottle inside you and kick it till it breaks. You get me, Barry? I'm Barry Gibb. I will run you.
Wow, that was some amazing dexterity. The way he swung his leg around like that when he kicks.
That's all the time we have. We have
oh my God. Man, when he was in the middle of that just that diatribe with Carter, when he just jumps off his seat and just starts kicking and just drawing circles with his ankle in the middle of the kick, and oh my God, some amazing moves there. Oh. Oh, my God.
I tell you, it was
really,
really funny on that show, too.
Oh, my stomach. Jesus.
During the news, mm-hmm. did you catch a thing on Osama Barack?
Yeah,
thing, and then the joke about Hillary having three sacks and a fumble recovery?
Yeah, with the black lines on her face.
Mm-hmm. They had a couple other good jokes on it. Actually, there were a lot of funny items on that show.
Yeah, there were some good things on it.
We were off Friday, so we never got into the tabloids.